This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Legislative Assembly observed a two-minute silence today to pay homage to the 26 people killed in the terrorist attack in Pahalgam last week. Our Jammu correspondent reports that as the House convened for a special session, Speaker Abdul Rahim Rathir condemned the killing of innocent tourists from various parts of the country. The Speaker announced that the House would observe 2 minutes of silence to honour those killed in the dastardly attack. Deputy Chief Minister Surinder Chaudhary presented a resolution on behalf of the government, expressing profound shock and anguish over the barbaric and inhumane attack on the tourists. India has banned 16 Pakistani YouTube channels, including Dawn News, Samar TV, RE News and Geo News, for disseminating misinformation against India in the backdrop of recent Pahalgam terror attack. The YouTube channels have been banned for spreading provocative and communally sensitive content, false and misleading narratives against India, its army and security agencies. Action has also been taken against two social media posts on the recommendation of the Union Home Ministry. The government has also objected to the reporting of BBC on Pahalgam terror attack and conveyed the country's strong sentiments to India's BBC head. A formal letter has also been sent to BBC on terming terrorists as militants. External Affairs Ministry will be monitoring the reporting of BBC. Union Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri, along with Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, launched the Ayushman Vay Vandana cards for Delhiites in New Delhi today. The scheme provides 5 lakh rupees free health cover to all senior citizens aged 70 years and above, irrespective of their socioeconomic status. The senior citizens of this age group belonging to families already covered under ABPMJAY get an additional top-up cover up to 5 lakh rupees per year for themselves. The newly formed BJP government in its 100-day action plan had announced it would enroll at least 1 lakh beneficiaries under the insurance scheme within 30 days. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, is conducting searches at 11 premises of liquor contractors in Bhopal, Indore and Mandsaur in Madhya Pradesh. The investigation follows an FIR alleging a loss of over 49 crore rupees to government revenue due to forgery and manipulation of treasury challans between 2015 and 2018. The investigation into alleged fraud involving challans suggests that contractors may have manipulated amounts by using small figures and leaving the rupees and words sections blank, later filling in higher amounts and submitting altered copies to warehouses or excise officers. India is all set to sign a defence deal with France this afternoon for the procurement of 26 Rafale marine fighter aircraft. Sources said that officials from the Defence Ministry and the French ambassador to India will represent the two sides at the signing event. Out of 26 Rafale marine aircraft, 22 will be single-seater and 4 double-seater, and these will be designed and prepared as per the requirement of the Indian Navy. At least 11 people were killed and over 24 injured when a car drove into a crowd celebrating the Lapu Lapu festival in Vancouver, Canada. The suspect, Kai G. Adam Lowe, was arrested at the scene with the help of bystanders. He has been charged with 8 counts of second-degree murder so far, and more charges are expected. The Indian benchmark equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading higher today, supported by positive global cues. The BSE Sensex gained 795 points, or 1%, to trade at 80,008, while the Nifty 50 was up by 235 points, or 0.98%, to trade at 24,274 when reports last came in. In IPL T20 cricket, hosts Rajasthan Royals RR will face Gujarat Titans at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. The Royals head into the clash on the back of a 5-match winless streak, having suffered an 11-run defeat to Royal Challengers Bengaluru in their last outing. And with that, we end this news bulletin.